Now we pass on to the blue bus, which is there. Because of the color, it is known as blue. And that was the bus that Baba used, especially when he traveled with his eastern and western women disciples throughout India and Pakistan and even Ceylon in 38 and 39. And there are quite a lot of stories connected with that, which I shared just one about Elizabeth. So many stories are connected with that. I think that was a unique tour of its type. Anyway, then Baba, when it was finished, when the tour was finished, Baba had his own way. It seems that Baba gives us the thing, but takes away the attachment of it. That's his doing. So when he came back, he said, now that we have finished our work, finished our tour, so it is better that we sell this bus away. And I would get money and I would use it for my other work. So people thought that we have traveled in it, many nice memories are connected with it, so why sell it? So someone had an idea that they should have just the tickets of 100 rupees each, so that only Baba people can purchase that. And so out of the raffle, anyone who gets the number, just as at your service, so that any of them would be a Baba lover, so at least it would remain with a Baba person. And Baba said, all right, now I get the money, I don't mind if you just do it that way. And so it was done, and the one who got this prize was the one, I think he stays on the second floor, Keki Desai, Delhi. Still, do you know where he stays? Keki Desai of Delhi? Neji. Okay. So I think he stays on the second floor or third floor somewhere since that time. So he said, Baba, what will I do with this bus and all, where will I keep it? So just allow me, now you got your money, so this is my bus now, so permit me to do whatever I want to do. So it was given to Sarosh. And Sarosh used it for some days, and then after 10 years, this was 49, summer, when Baba called Sarosh and he said, well, now I want to be in the strictest seclusion to do my important work. So you should fix the body of the bus here by the time I return from Abu. He had gone to Abu at that time. So before he came, this was fixed over here. Of course, all what you see now, the covering, that was not there. There were only trees. And then Baba got into it. And the importance of the bus, as I feel it, which I want to share with you, you may have your own opinions about it. But after getting out of the bus on 1st August, it was for the first time that Baba shared the news about the new life, as far as I know, with Norina, Elizabeth, and Mani, and Mehra, and few others. So to me, this bus is still a link between his old life and new life. It was after the seclusion that he had in the bus that he commenced for his new life. And the second thing I feel, that even when he completed his new life phase, at the end, he had again come over here and he stayed where now RHS stays, that cabin, you see that asbestos cabin there, where RHS stays. Mm-hmm. So that we call Baba's Manunash room. So Baba was there, and the room facing it, where Pendu stays, there Baba would rest. And he would work in the cabin where RHS stays. And there was also a part where he would rest for the day if he wants to. And there were also placed the symbols of different religions. I think they are now in the museum. Formerly they were in Adi's office. So through that symbol, Baba worked for all religions and all that. And when that was complete, the picture that was taken, which is still in the blue bus, just near his Baba's sandals, was taken when he completed. That was also in front of the blue bus. So in a way, he completed his new life also near the new bus, and then began his life phase, as he said, which includes old life and new life. And to top it all, again, as I watch it and find it, that the bed that is there in the bus is the hospital bed which Baba used just for, I think, 6 or 7 days, from 26 January to 31st January. That was used, and that was in Baba's room at the time. And the bed that you find is the bed that he had been using for years. That is there. So that bed was removed from there, and that is kept here, which I call it Baba's grosling before he veiled his body. I don't say adopted body, but before he veiled his body from our eyes. So to me, that bus stands as a relic, a symbol for his old life, new life, life and life eternal. And also, that's why when people go in the bus, and some people just feel that it's a special place, to me it is definitely a special place. And the bust, I don't know, perhaps you had you heard the story of Sharma's son? Did Arash tell you the story of Mr. Sharma's son who died? No? Then maybe now it's also connected, it got connected with this blue bus now. This is the recent story connected with the blue bus. It so happened that last February, maybe on 26th or 27th, 26th I think, after Baba's birthday, there came a person named Mr. Sharma with his wife and eldest son. So what had happened, whatever little we learned from him, or he shared at Mehrabad at the trust office with money when I was there, and also at Mehrazad, was this, that they had a son, a young son, very healthy, a very delightful person, and loved by his friends and all that, but soon he was taken up by some fatal disease, maybe cancer, I don't remember. But anyway, that was fatal, and he was sure to die. And so naturally, the parents looked after him very much, and now he is on bed, and they want to please him. Doctor says, give him everything that he wants. He likes especially coffee. So his sister would go to him, and they used to call him Gypsy. So they would go to him and say, Gypsy, have coffee. And then he would say, don't disturb me. And because he was sick, and no, Gypsy, mummy had sent this, why don't you have it? So he said, don't disturb me. Then mother would come and she would ask, and the same he would repeat. And he said, why? What's happened to you, Gypsy? He said, Baba Meher is before me, and why do you want to disturb me? Baba, they thought that it's a sort of a delirium that he is going through, because they hadn't heard his name. So again, sometimes they coax him, but quite 3-4 times, as far as I remember, the same answer was there. And they were great lovers of Ram, and so mother would come, and now it's your Gypsy, say at least once or twice, say Ram, Ram, Ram. And you would say, what? In white clothes, this radiant Baba Meher is with me, why should I take anyone's name? And she was sure that this apparition or whatever it may be, it's not good for him. And in that, Gypsy died. This was, because recently we received his, Mr. Sharma's letter, that's why I remember the dates. So he died on 28th February 1983. And this Mr. Sharma was a sort of a deputy superintendent in police or something like that. And he had access to other states. So he writes to the Inspector General, whether there is any person like Baba Meher in your state, to Rajasthan and other places. They said, no, not that we know of. Then he said, that must be an apparition. He must be in delirium. He didn't take Ram's name, but I won't tell this. Mother would always tell, just go and inquire whether there is any person named Baba Meher, and always he's getting the news that there is no such, and the mother would cry, and even when she came here, she was all in tears. But at last, he got retired after 1.5 years, and then, because he was from Chandigarh, a state in Haryana, it's a capital of Haryana, so he goes there, and he's just moving about, and right on the pavement, he sees that one person with an ochre robe, he's selling books. A little stand over there. So there were quite a lot of books spread. So this person picks a book and opens it. And to his amazement, it was a book of Rajneesh. I haven't seen that book, but that's what he said. So he says, according to Kabir, the concept of life is this. According to Meera, the concept of life is this. According to Meher Baba, the concept of life is this. Suddenly, he felt, oh, there is some person like Meher Baba, like this. So I must know about him. So he asked the person, do you know Meher Baba, anything about Meher Baba? He said, I'm selling books, I don't know Meher Baba, anything about Meher Baba. And he said, who would know? He said, this is the book by Rajneesh, so there is one follower of Rajneesh. I can just lead you there. You can just go there and inquire if you want to. Sector number so and so, because it's a newly built, Chandigarh is one of the places in India which have been built, which was a total, what you call, a sort of a plain or a desert, deserted land, which was created specially to build this house. I hadn't been there, but they say it's a beautiful house with roads and all these things. So he got the sector number, house number, and now he's going there to get the information. But somehow he felt that I should have asked the name of the person so that it would have been easy for me. So he again comes back, and to his amazement he finds that the person is not there, the books are not there, the stand is not there, nothing is there. He said, what's happened to that? He started going here, there, and he couldn't trace anything. So again, he couldn't do anything about it. So he returned to Delhi, but he was sure that there is a person named Meher Baba. So he inquired at the library, got maybe Listen Humanity or the Godman, read about Meher Baba, told his wife also. She felt a bit relieved. And then there was a map in that showing where Meherabad is and Nagar is. I definitely know it's in, I tell this story quite a lot of times, but still I have not checked with the Godman, but I surely know there is in Listen Humanity that map which shows this. Anyway, then mother says, if there is a person like Meher Baba and he's like this, he had taken his name, so we must visit that place. And the mother's love, and he couldn't help, and with that mother, Mr. Sharma, and because both parents were going, this young boy, their eldest son, also accompanied them. They came here. Now when they came here, we have not written to anyone. We don't know what Ahmednagar is, because it's over 1,000 miles, about 1,000 miles from Ahmednagar, Delhi. So they came here, and still they were, that's a different thing, which I may say that Baba, how Baba plays, it's a different subject altogether. How Baba plays with our confusion in our coming to him. You see, if at all you were quite a person with clarity, sometimes you may find that, what's happened to me? I have got to Meher Baba and I feel more confused sometimes. Anyway, they just come here not knowing that we have come, so where should we go now? But as Mani remembers, that the Mrs. Sharma told her that she saw someone like Gypsy or Gypsy, her son, when she got on the platform, and that was a feeling for her that, oh, this is the place that I'm supposed to come. And there is also a board there on the railway station which says alight for Mehrabad. I haven't read it, but this, the trust pays for it, and we sometimes felt that should we pay for it? Will it be of any use to anyone? We are paying some 200, 300 rupees per year for that, just that little board that is there. And he sees that, and he is going to tell his wife about this, and he is sure that their Gypsy must be, this Meher Baba is here, and we don't know what's going to happen. And just that time they see a restaurant there on the railway station which has a Baba picture. And there they inquire about Meher Baba, and they say you have to go to Mehrabad, and you can take a rickshaw, you can go in Tonga or something like that. And as it happens with each of us, how Baba is particular in little most things, minutest things, when we are coming closer to him. So they get the conveyance, they go there, and it was just the time for the bus to leave for Mehrazad. So they say, today all are going to Mehrazad, that's Meher Baba's place, and Baba's mandali stay there, so it is better that you get in the bus. So now they just put their luggage, got in the bus, and because Dolly Dastur, who stays there, she comes and appraises Mani, what had happened to these people. In a short time, whatever she had heard, so that they can be introduced to Mani. And they were brought there, and again they told in a nutshell the story of what had happened, and it's good that you go. And so they came here, and they were happy. And then Arash took them, because they were not staying. So if no one is here on Thursday, he also takes people sometimes, if he feels. So he just goes to the blue bus, then tell a little thing about, he has not that much time that I am just jabbering now, but just opens it and he says, that's the bust of Baba, you see, made by one of his lovers in Australia, John Bruford. And maybe he might, I don't know what happened, because I was at the trust office. And then he comes and relates the story, whatever I gathered that was related by him to Arash and that I got from him. And then he tells, two things happened. He said, exactly, see, Baba's that chronological thing, dates, Baba is humorous in so many ways, and I find that this, even for dates and days, sometimes it's so amusing. So he comes here, and while he was narrating his story, he tells Arash that I am telling this for the first time. I have not told this to my wife, though it has happened practically a year earlier. So she said, on 28th February 1984, she saw a dream in which there was some temple, or I don't remember the details, but there was one thing, that there was a sailor-like thing wherein a pandit with a big belly, someone has taken him there, and he shows him to a bus and says, this is your son, he's in here, or he's with him, or I don't remember the words that he said. And when he showed me that bus, I just remember that this was the dream I had a year earlier, because they came here on 27th February. So then wife starts shedding tears, and then they are in the bus. But the mind is, after all, there. It can create 1,001 excuses. We can even add a zero to that, I think. 10,001. So she said, but you said you were going in a sailor or something like that. And it's all right, yes, maybe this, like this. So the next day was Friday. So they go there, and they had been with the tomb, and they met Mansari. And the Mansari asked Nana, have you shown them the library and the museum and all that? Nana says, no, I didn't show them as yet. She said, go and show them that thing. They are leaving now, maybe Saturday morning or Thursday night. So Nana takes them to the museum, and as he gets down the steps, then he realizes exactly how it was a sailor, and there is also a similar bust of this type. So this is how, what I mean, how Baba connects these things that I say, they are not things, but they are latent with Baba's stories with them. So this is how that bust is there. Lot of stories connected with the bus also. Everything, not everything in the bus, had the pack with which we used to play with Baba, the cards, that's also there. And also some explanations that Baba gave during 1962 East-West gathering, those things are also there. In fact, a lot of things are there, but for the present I can just, it's enough with these two stories. And also one thing connected with me, in a sense, is with Baba's sandals that are there. I think they are the same with which my little story is connected. It was about 1958, and it was Baba's birthday that was celebrated at Mehrabad, and there were quite a lot. I think a film also has been taken. And there were hundreds of people lining to go and touch Baba's feet. I think they were also washed that day, I don't remember. But the one part I remember, that so many were in line to go to Baba and place their heads at his feet. So that program was over, and Baba was in his cabin. And somehow I was called there, and when I was standing there, somebody brought these sandals or sandals similar to this. I'm not sure. But those sandals remind me of that story, that's what I'm sharing with you. So I went there, and Baba asked me some question, must be some other thing. And then the person comes and he says, Baba, this is your certain thing. If someone is asked to come at 9 o'clock, from 8:30 he would send person, go and see, Intihar is coming, go and see it. Baba, you have called him at 9 o'clock, it's all right, go and see. Like this. What work he did, he alone knows, but definitely he did. But anyway, he was talking with other things and he looks at me and he says, well, did you take my darshan this day? So I said, no Baba, I didn't. He said, what a fool you are, don't you know that this is my birthday and there were hundreds who lined and you didn't join the line, you didn't take my darshan. I said, no Baba, there were a lot of people and I was given some work and I was doing here, there and so I didn't. So Baba says, well, in spite of my being birthday, don't you know the importance of it? I said, Baba, that's all right, but I didn't take your darshan, that's what has happened, I'm sorry about it. And just then he looks at me and then he said, all right, now bow down to me. So I said, yes, of course, Baba, I would. And the moment I was about to bow down to him, he said, stop. I said, Baba, what's happening? I'm going to bow down to you. He said, no, stop. And the words that he said, as far as I remember, were this, that he said, what's the use of just bowing down to me? So I was baffled what Baba was saying. Then he said, now that I have asked you to bow down to me in such a way that you never lift up your head. And then he asked me to bow down to him. So then there was some other verse and I just came out and I totally forgot about what Baba had said and what Baba had done. But years later, when I went through my notes, I had totally forgotten even about the incident. But when I was writing something and I came across this thing, oh, I said, Baba has told me this, so what a thing has he said me? So those sandals are also there, so that's about the blue bus.